It's immediately after the close of our last episode. As in the nightclub headquarters of J.T. Doherty's crime syndicate, August Jensen gently closes the door of the manager's office. Stands for a moment in silence. And then, as he sees a young woman walking towards him, a strange thing happens. His smooth, pleasant expression twists into an evil smile. His eyes gleam with unholy exultation as she comes closer. And then...
Hello, Tony.
Oh, hello, Gus. Say, listen, I've been trying to see
hello,
you.
Hello, Tony.
Hey. What's the big idea? Stop it. I don't want you to kiss me. Where do you get off kissing me? I'd like to know what you
I
think
I just
you're...
said hello, Tony.
You're drunk. No, I know you aren't drunk.
No, Tony, I feel good.
Oh, you feel good. And that makes it okay for you to
Tony,
do...
Tony, may I tell you something about a man?
Huh? Okay. You tell me about a man.
Well, a man feels good. I mean, real good. When he starts getting the breaks, and then all of a sudden the long, long shot pays off. When that happens, a man feels so good, something's got to give. He's got to pick a fight or take a drink or kiss a pretty girl.
Why didn't you take a drink?
You were here.
Oh, thanks.
Would you rather fight me?
Yes.
Tony.
What makes you feel so good?
A girl?
Who?
Her first name is Suzanne. Isn't that a lovely name?
Gorgeous. What about her?
She ran away and hid because she was afraid.
Of you?
That doesn't matter. She ran away, her family was concerned, and so was I. Police searched for her, and so did I.
And you found her?
I know where I can find her. Do you hear me, Tony? I know where I can find her. I can find her, but the police can't.
So, you feel good?
Yes, Tony, I feel good. Now, you tell me something about a man. Where's your boyfriend?
Gordy? That's a laugh, calling him my boyfriend. Men. I'll tell you something about men, Mr. Jensen.
Go ahead.
None of you are any good. And all of you are liars.
Even me, Tony?
You. You promised to break it up between Gordy and that redhead.
That's right. Where's Gordy now?
I don't know.
Is he with Kate Beatman?
No. But wherever he is, he's thinking about it.
He's not with her.
How many times do I have to tell you? No, 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 no. She's changing her clothes in my dressing room because you told me to be nice to her. And I did what you said. Because I wanted Gordy back.
Relax, Tony.
Promises. You promised I'd have him back. But all he can think about is Kate Beekman. You haven't done one single thing.
It's all fixed, Tony.
Gus.
Long shot's paid off. The combination's hit. Yeah, I'm talking about you and Gordy, too. Tony, he's all washed up with the redhead.
You mean it, Gus?
I wouldn't lie to you.
Huh.
All right, I'll show you.
Where are we going?
Cashier's cage. I'm going to prove it's like I said. Oh, give me Miss Messina's dressing room. Will Kate answer the phone?
How do I know?
Hello, Kate? August. All ready for your driving lesson? Swell. Yeah, I'll see you in 5 minutes. Oh, and Kate, if you see Gordy... Well, if you happen to see him... Don't waste time talking to him. Huh? Yeah, that's okay. Go ahead and be rude to him if he's a nuisance. I'll take care of it. Goodbye, Katie. Well, that's the way it is, Tony. Kate's going with me. And that's the way it's going to be. You've got Gordy all to yourself.
If only it's true.
You know it's true. You heard me. I'm going to give her driving lessons.
Driving lessons?
Yeah. I gave Suzanne driving lessons, too.
She ran away.
I'll find her. Yeah, that's really why I feel so good, Tony. I know where to find her.
And the police don't.
Mm-hmm.
You're lucky.
I'm smart, Tony.
Smart. And lucky, too.
Maybe. I did get a break. Now everything's coming my way. Well, I'll see you, Tony. I've got a date. Want me to kiss you goodbye?
Well, because Gus is clever and absolutely ruthless, and because he's possessed of devil's luck, he did get a break. But while the devil seems to look after his own, the other side is far from helpless. Perry Mason is determined to make his own breaks, to get ahead of Gus and find Suzanne Barclay first. And as you know, part of Mason's plan involves newspaper columnist Jake Jacobson. Now, in the Jacobson home...
That you, Jake?
Yeah, it's me, dear.
Careful, honey. Don't step on the...
Oh. How are you, baby?
Perfect.
Jimmy?
Sleeping like a baby.
How else?
You want to come and look at it?
Oh, wait a minute. You got a minute to talk?
I've just been picking up toys. I'm glad to stop, but only for a minute, darling.
Huh?
I've got so much to do.
Huh? Oh, the trip to Bermuda.
Mm-hmm. I've been thinking, darling. I was selfish when I said I didn't want to go and leave Jimmy for a week.
Helen, wait a second. I've been selfish.
You, Jake? Oh, Jake.
Yes, I have, Helen. At first, I couldn't see your objections. I thought Jimmy would be all right with a trained nurse, but I've been thinking...
Yes, darling?
Well, you were right after all. Of course, you understand how I felt at first. I hate to turn down an all-expense-paid trip to Bermuda, but if that's the way you want it, baby, that's the way it's going to be.
You're sweet, Jake.
Ah.
And I do appreciate your offer to give up the trip. Thanks anyhow, darling.
Hmm?
I've changed my mind.
Helen.
Hmm?
Helen, will you leave those toys alone and talk to me for just a minute?
Well, there's nothing to talk about. I've decided I want to go to Bermuda.
Now,
look what you did. You kicked Jimmy's rattle.
Never mind Jimmy's rattle.
Huh?
Now, Helen, listen. I know you're only doing this because you think I want to go to Bermuda.
Oh, no, but... Jake. I want to go. Tropical scenery, beautiful beaches, all expenses paid.
Helen, I won't let you do it.
What, Jake?
You wouldn't be happy for a minute. You'd be worried about Jimmy.
Oh, no, darling. No. We'll get a good nurse and just have a wonderful time.
Now, here, give me that.
Hmm? What is it, darling?
Now, Helen.
Huh?
Helen, I didn't tell you quite all of it.
All of what?
Well, something's happened. Here, let me answer that. Hello?
Oh, Jake, Perry Mason.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Mason.
Something the matter, Jake?
Well,
I don't understand you.
Well, because I had my foot in my mouth. Skip it, Mr. Mason. Is the deal on?
I just spoke with Mrs. Barclay, and she'll help. The deal is on, Jake. Now, is your editor squared away?
Yeah, he's eager to help.
That's good.
Now, if I can square it with Helen...
What are you talking about?
Well, I didn't think Helen wanted to go to Bermuda, so when I had to call the trip off to work on the Barclay deal with you, I went...
Jake, you tell Helen you called off the trip on her account?
Well, I sort of implied... to you, it's very funny, but to me...
Yes, it's very funny. Jake, Helen knows the reason your Bermuda trip is off.
She what?
Oh, sure, I explained to her on the phone an hour ago.
Why is that little... Bye, Mr. Mason. Helen?
Yes, darling? Who is the phone call, dear? Hmm?
Mr. Mason.
Oh? Did you say hello for me? Jake. Oh, not Jake. I was just kidding. Jake, don't you dare. Jake, you put down that baby rattle.
At this moment, August Jansen is ahead of Perry Mason. But as you heard, Mason is going ahead with his plan to cut a corner. There'll be action and excitement in the immediate future. So by all means, join us tomorrow. Won't you?